Let's explain each one of these a bit more so we'll really see what we're talking about. The more you understand something, the less scary it is. Now, thinking wacky thoughts, that's first. The bottom line is you got some stuff running through your mind that is just downright scary. Your evil Bob is telling you all sorts of bad things that are freaking you out. The thoughts you were thinking are wacky thoughts, because most of the time, they're not true.
But they feel real and true, and then I just start freaking out.
Now, that's because wacky thoughts can happen really fast. They can cross your mind in a split second. First, you think a wacky thought, and then you get yucky feelings.
Now, this is really important. Wacky thoughts are not about something that is happening, but about something that might happen. Let me say that again because it's really important you see the difference. The wacky thought you are having is not about something that is happening right now, even though it may feel that way, but about something that might happen, like your parents forgetting to pick you up or kids at school thinking you're weird.
Wacky thoughts are always a what if. What if I flunk the test? What if no one likes me? What if, what if, what if? It's always about things that might happen, not things that are really happening.
Lots of kids with anxiety have great imaginations. You can use your imagination to think of good things and bad things. Anxious kids allow their imagination to dwell on too many bad things that might happen. This is what they have to work on, stopping their imagination from focusing on bad things that might happen and think about good things that can happen or are happening.
When you have a wacky thought and imagine something bad that might happen, then your body follows that thought and you start to have yucky feelings. Your feelings follow your thoughts. Focus on the bad, feel bad. Focus on the good, feel good. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm one of those kids that has a great imagination, and I use it to write really good stories. But when I imagine something bad might happen, I create this whole big, bad, scary story in my head, and it gets me really scared.
Yeah, I think wacky thoughts about people rejecting me. I imagine it happening, and sure enough, it does. But if I think better thoughts, then maybe I won't get rejected.
Those are really good observations, and that's exactly what we want you to do for now. Pay attention. Pay attention to what you're doing and how this works. One, wacky thoughts bring on two, yucky feelings. And that makes you have or use a three, zany response. Wacky thoughts, yucky feelings, zany response.
We're going to talk a lot more about wacky thoughts and zany responses later on in the trip. But for now, we're going to talk about yucky feelings.
Oh, I have a knock-knock joke. Can I tell it? Can I?
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yucky.
Yucky who?
Yucky for us. We know about yucky feelings. Well, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, we are certainly yucky to understand yucky feelings so we can be free of them. I've got one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Frank.
Frank who?
Frank you for your joke.
Well, Frank you too.
Oh my gosh. David, don't encourage him.
Okay, guys. I think we've breathed in too much smoke around this campfire. Let's hit the trail. We're heading to a cabin of an old friend of ours. His name's Dolliver. We'll talk about this more along the way.